Okay, our friends. So we are here for Valentine's Day. Raise your hand if you're ready for it. If you're not, run out and make as many hearts as you possibly can with whatever paper and pencils you can find, because it's that time. And we're going to celebrate it by reading a book called It's Valentine's Day by Richard Sebra. And it's read today by Mommy and me. A cat named. Ooh, a singing cat. Everybody wants to be a cat. No. Are you Captain Meow Meow? Are you Boop? Are you Floof? Are you Beans? All right, I knew one of the way we'd get there. All right, let's read our story. Valentine's Day is a holiday. We celebrate it on February 14th. What is another holiday that is in February? Any guess? Well, there's several. President's Day. This holiday is about love. People show love to those they care about. In the picture, we can see a mom and her kids, and it looks like the kids are giving her some Valentines. They're heart-shaped cards, right? And people spend time with loved ones. Someone you love is called your Valentine. In the picture, we can see a dad and a little girl, and it looks like they might be giving flowers and a Valentine's Day card to the mom. Ooh, what a beautiful bouquet, too. You know, it's not just moms and dads, though, that celebrate this holiday. In this picture, we can see a grandma with her grandson, it looks like, and it looks like they're cutting out hearts that they have folded. What a cool thing to do! What a great memory for them. Valentines are also greetings. People give Valentines, and these notes say how people feel. What might you write on your Valentines? In the picture, we can see XOXO. Those mean hugs and kisses. And in the pictures, we can see that they are giving hearts or flowers or Valentine's cards or chocolates to their special people in their lives. It's important to figure out what you want to give to whom. I make a box for my Valentine's. I will bring it to a party. Sometimes schools will celebrate Valentine's Day, and you will take a box and wrap it up in paper and cover it in hearts or sparkly things or cool stickers. There's lots of different ways that you can decorate your box for Valentine's Day, but then you have a cut that you make at the top of the box that you could put Valentine's things into. I've also seen people do Valentine's bags for parties instead of Valentine's boxes, but I guess it's really whatever you think is best. Valentine's Day colors are red, pink, and white. People wear red and they give red, pink, and white flowers. I've also seen purple too. In the picture here, we can see that the little boy is giving his mommy a bouquet with a purple, a bouquet of flowers with a purple lining to it. And it's really a beautiful bouquet, isn't it? But it's got purple. So you could do red or pink or purple or whatever color you think is best. Hearts are symbols of love. They are the symbols of Valentine's Day. People give candy too. Chocolates come in boxes shaped like hearts. What else could you give your Valentine? Any ideas? In this picture, we can see a whole box full of, it looks like chocolate bonbons, right? Like some sort of yummy treat or truffles, that there is probably something delicious on the inside of that. Maybe they're caramels. I don't know. I would eat them though, would you? Yeah, delicious. Yeah, some people give stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. Teddy bears or squishmallows or something like that. And some people give flowers. It's true. Valentine's Day is a day to show love. Who will you give a Valentine's Day gift to? In the picture here, we can see a little girl who has cut out a beautiful red heart from probably, it looks like a piece of cardboard. Not cardboard, construction paper. Looks like a piece of construction paper that she's cut it out of. And that's really pretty. In this picture, we can see this little girl has a beautiful balloon that says, I love you, that she's holding on to. And you know, that's another thing you can give for Valentine's Day, which I don't think we mentioned, is you can give balloons too, right? Yeah. Anyways, that is the...
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.